Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 23rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
QuantumScape expands collaboration with VW battery subsidiary PowerCo. QuantumScape Corporation announced an expansion of its collaboration with PowerCo SE, the battery company of the Volkswagen Group. This updated agreement aims to accelerate the QSE5 battery development pilot line in San Jose. PowerCo will provide up to $131 million in new payments over the next 2 years upon achieving certain milestones. This collaboration will advance the industrialization of solid-state battery technology and allow PowerCo to engage earlier in production efforts. The agreement also grants PowerCo the right to produce up to an additional 5 gigawatt hours of QSE5-based cells annually and license certain future QS technology. CEO Dr. Siva Sivaram stated that this expanded agreement signifies the growing alignment between the two companies and their confidence in QSE5 as a game-changing platform for the battery industry. Q&A with Kurt Johansson, Development Director of Triad Development. Kurt Johansson, Development Director of Triad Development, discusses the vision behind Lagoon Valley, inspired by conservation communities worldwide. Lagoon Valley prioritizes sustainable principles, preserving open space, wildlife habitat, and creating a wetland preserve. Balancing large-scale development with over 1,300 acres of open space was achieved through patient investment and modeling conservation. Lagoon Valley's economic impact includes increased property values, job creation, and a mixed-use town center. Smart technology is integrated for energy efficiency and water conservation. Challenges like the COVID-19 pandemic and economic uncertainties were overcome. Lagoon Valley can serve as a model for sustainable community development, emphasizing ecosystem services and open spaces. Johansson envisions a legacy of a flourishing wildlife haven and a community united in respect and friendship over the next 20 to 30 years. Cleantech innovator BioLargo's hard work is coming to fruition. BioLargo Inc., a cleantech and life sciences company, is seeing their hard work pay off as they focus on odor and VOC controls, PFAS groundwater remediation, battery storage technology, and medical devices. President and CEO Dennis Calvert discussed the company's progress on Benzinga's All Access, highlighting the recent third-party validation of their battery storage unit, Salinity. Calvert emphasized the importance of battery storage in supporting AI expansion and meeting growing energy demands. Despite long development cycles and fierce competition, BioLargo's strategic approach is beginning to yield results. With a focus on innovation and environmental solutions, BioLargo is poised for future growth and success.
Platinum Group Metals Ltd., S. American, PLG, taps into AI-fueled data center surge. The rise of AI-generated services is placing extreme pressure on the global power grid. Platinum Group Metals Ltd.'s Waterberg project, a prominent platinum explorer and developer, is working to develop a supply of platinum crucial for powering the future of clean, resilient electrical infrastructure. According to a World Platinum Investment Council report, global electricity demand from data centers is expected to more than double to around 945 terawatt hours by 2030. Platinum is central to hydrogen fuel cells and advanced electrical components, making PLG a potential player in meeting tomorrow's power needs.
Green Energy Breaks, Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ, HTO, receives first payment in P2X Spain equity sale. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, listed on NASDAQ as HTOO, has received a €370,100 payment from the sale of its former 50% equity interest in P2X Spain to EREE Desarrollos Empresariales. This payment follows a share transfer in December 2024 and a definitive agreement signed in February 2025. The total transaction is structured for €505,100, contingent on meeting post-transfer conditions. Fusion Fuel is optimistic about future collaboration with ERI and P2X Spain in advancing green hydrogen initiatives.
Trump's 93.5% tariff on Chinese graphite could inflate U.S. EV production costs. The Trump administration has introduced a 93.5% tariff on Chinese graphite imports, a key material for making electric vehicle batteries. This move could raise production costs for U.S. automakers, particularly those heavily reliant on Chinese graphite, like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, MULN. This decision may impact the future of electric vehicle production in the United States.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., TUQXUUF, advances critical minerals defense strategy. The Department of Defense has allocated an additional $18.4 million in funding to Ucore Rare Metals Inc. This decision is a crucial step in securing the United States' access to materials vital for national security. The money will support the installation of the first commercial rapid SX separation line at Ucore's Strategic Metals Complex. The U.S. military recognizes that any delay in production impacts their ability to keep aircraft operational. With a focus on reclaiming control over key components currently sourced from China, the DoD has invested a total of $22.4 million in Ucore. This support will aid in establishing a startup-scale plant in Alexandria, Louisiana, to ensure a stable supply chain for critical metals.
Investor news breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp., GMIN, GEF, clears key regulatory hurdle for Gurupi Gold Project in Brazil. G Mining Ventures Corp. has cleared a key regulatory hurdle for its Gurupi Gold Project in Brazil. A Brazilian federal court has annulled outdated permits, allowing the company to launch a new environmental licensing process. This removes legacy permitting risks and paves the way for disciplined development of the district-scale asset hosting significant resources. GMIN is moving forward with an exploration program in 2025 and reaffirmed its strategy, including environmental permitting and a construction decision at Oko West later this year. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. G Mining Ventures Corp. is focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing precious metal projects to become a mid-tier producer. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for companies and the investment community.
South Fork Instruments expands portfolio with oil-on-water measurement using fluorescence-based remote optical watchers. South Fork Instruments has expanded its portfolio with the addition of remote optical watchers, ROW, for oil-on-water detection. Developed by Laser Diagnostic Instruments, ROW sensors use ultraviolet-induced fluorescence to detect oil films on water in real time without physical contact. This enhancement allows South Fork to support customers in refining, marine, aviation, and utility sectors with continuous monitoring tools that reduce the risk of environmental releases. The ROW is designed for autonomous deployment in demanding field conditions, with features such as UV fluorescence detection, stainless steel 316L enclosure option, low power draw, and detection range up to 10 meters from the water surface. John Daly, technical director at South Fork Instruments, stated that adding RO strengthens their support for clients facing compliance burdens and environmental risks. The system is already in use globally at airports, oil refineries, and desalination plants, enabling immediate detection of oil on water to support rapid response and reduce remediation volumes.
Rockbreaks LaFleur Minerals Inc., OTCQB LFL Fertifique K0, featured in Network Newswire amid gold price surge. Rockbreaks LaFleur Minerals Inc. listed on the CSE as LFLR, the OTCQB as LFLRF, and the FSE as 3WK0, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the surge in gold prices. With gold surpassing $3,300 per ounce in 2025, investors are turning to hard assets, making LaFleur well-positioned as a potential gold producer in Quebec. The company's Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill show significant promise for long-term value. LaFleur's Beacon Gold Mill, capable of processing over 750 tons per day, may play a crucial role in processing mineralized material at Swanson and other nearby gold projects.
Tesla announces comprehensive incentives, discounts for its U.S. EV buyers. Tesla has announced a range of new incentives and discounts for U.S. customers to boost sales before federal EV tax credits expire. The $7,500 tax credit has made Tesla vehicles more affordable, with buyers claiming over $1.5 billion. Other players like Massimo Group may need to strategize to maintain U.S. sales growth. Green Car Stocks is a platform focusing on EVs and green energy, offering communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
China slashes electricity generation emissions to record levels. China has significantly reduced emissions from electricity generation to record lows in the first half of the year, with CO2 emissions averaging 492 grams per kilowatt hour. As clean energy production increases, the demand for platinum group metals like rhodium could rise, benefiting companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, NYS American PLG, TSX, PTM, that specialize in extracting these metals. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. BP pivots back to oil to divest its onshore wind energy business in the U.S. British oil and gas company BP is pivoting back to fossil fuels and divesting its onshore wind energy business in the U.S. The company has entered a deal to sell its share of 10 onshore wind farms to LS Power, a utility-scale electric transmission operator based in New York. These wind farms collectively generate enough clean wind energy to power over 500,000 American homes. The shifting policy direction in the U.S. has also impacted other clean energy players, like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, in their efforts to attract more motorists.
Investor News Breaks, Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ HTOO, subsidiary Bright High Solutions, signs $30 million hydrogen investment term sheet. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, HTOO, announced that its subsidiary Bright Hydrogen Solutions Limited has signed a non-binding term sheet for a 30 million euro strategic partnership with a green energy technologies provider. The partner may commit funds over 4 years for mid-scale hydrogen infrastructure projects managed by Bright High Solutions. Projects will range from 2 million to 10 million euro under a 10-year agreement. Entry into binding agreements is subject to due diligence and regulatory conditions. Fusion Fuel Green PLC offers energy engineering solutions through its Al-Shola Gas and Bright High subsidiaries, focusing on decarbonization in hard-to-abate industries. For more information, visit htnderfuel.eu.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.